most people who've left Mariupol have had to make their own way out. Pavel says he's used to the walking. He's a shepherd. We've got 35 kilometres to go, he says. He and his wife Yana are heading to their village, away from the fighting, they hope. Around 140,000 people have escaped Mariupol in the 5 weeks since the start of what Russia calls its special military operation. But not everyone made it to safety. Those that do find themselves in reception centres in Russia or schools like this in Donetsk.
Why did we come here? Because it became too hard. We were exhausted. I took Yulia. She hasn't been outside at all for a month because she was scared, very scared. And we went on foot, a group in a column, until we reached the edge of the city under shooting and bombing. But we made it, thank God.
The people Al Jazeera spoke to say they're here either because the only route they could find out of Mariupol brought them this way, or because they're relatives in Russia.
Of course I want to go home, because I have a flat there. So I want to return to my beloved city, where I was born, where my daughter remains, and all my friends and relatives. All my life was spent in Mariupol.
Yubov went on holiday to Mariupol when she was 18 years old. There, she tells us, she fell in love, got married, and has lived for 50 years. It was a perfect city, she says.
We must make peace with each other. We learn these words, grads, machine guns. Women, children, why do they need to know those words? It is better to learn other words, those of peace, love, respect towards each other, but not machine guns. When your flat is on fire or the car, that's not real pain. The real pain is that we are being torn apart.
From the reception centres, people will go either to relatives in Russia or temporary accommodation. That can be hundreds of kilometres away. No one knows when they'll be able to go back home to Mariupol.
And the Red Cross has asked the Russian government for permission to open an office here in Rostov-on-Don to service eastern Ukraine. We're about a 90-minute drive from the border, an indication, perhaps, that this won't be a short-term conflict. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Rostov-on-Don.